SJW Mobile.
Dave, N4ZLK.
Dean, how is it where you are?
It's drizzling over in Greer.
Pretty good rain here this morning, and we're good. We're all cleared to come move back home. I think we got that order Friday night, or that notice Friday night, but just now moving in. Be our first day back, moving some stuff back in that we took out on a hurry.
Glad for that. Or was there enough rain to put out all the fires? Are they all done?
It was working its way up North Carolina border the last couple days. I haven't heard if it's completely out or not yet. I haven't seen an update. But hopefully it got enough to do that. And then, you know, there's that big fire up on 26, too, in the Green River Gorge.
We must have got a lot of rain last night because I noticed some of the mulch was washed out of the flower beds into the yard. And usually that means it filled up the trench between the flower bed and the yard. The water did, and flowing water, and it washed the mulch over the trench. So we must have got some good rain last night. I didn't hear it. It didn't wake me up.
I was at my daughter's house there in Greenville, but I've had a couple good showers since I've been here, and I've been working on setting all my radios up. That was the last thing I took out. This one sound okay? I was checking another one out, and I didn't know I was going to check this one out. Leroy gave me a signal report earlier. This one, someone told me I had a hum on it. The last time I had it hooked up here, I was wondering what you thought, if you could tell.
While you're talking, it sounds exactly like you. And no more, no less. Key it up and don't say anything for about 5 seconds. Let me see if I can hear a hum.
The dead key, N4ZLK.
Now it just sounds like ambient noise, you know, and white noise in the background, not like full scale, full quieting.
I think this radio has a mic gain function on it. This is the Kenwood 742A, the tri-bander. So I think it is what it is. I don't know if it's too loud or too quiet. Nobody's ever told me.
Which most of them are. when they get delivered, it's when people tinker around with them that they get out of whack. But yeah, it's just right.
Sounds great to me, WTJKT.
And hello, Eric. Thank you. All right, I'm going to let you guys go. I got to run some more errands and grab a few more things before the day's up, before I have to go back to work. It's nice to be moving back in the house. Good to hear you. I'll turn it over to Eric. And Dave, thanks for the signal report as well. W2JKT in the group, N4ZLK.
Hi, Dave. How's it going?
Place like home. I know you'll be glad to be back there. And Eric, I'm doing pretty good. I heard you the other day. I was out and about in the yard walking the dogs, and I heard you talking about dogs. Like, you got four dogs now? I didn't know that you still were doing that kind of thing.
Four dogs? I got six dogs.
Well, you had four and somebody else had two or something like that. I can't remember exactly how that went. But the dogs were pulling me around in the backyard.
Four, and then my wife has two, but we've got six between us. So yeah, it's definitely an adventure. I mean, we haven't adopted any new ones since, I guess we got Archer 2 years ago, but we haven't adopted any new ones in 2 years, and I think we're probably done. I mean, we're kind of ready to be moving on to the next phase of our lives in the next, 10 years. So, I think we're going to be on a policy of attrition from here on out.
So they have you. My wife wants, so she's a little bit jealous. She's still working. I'm at home, and I take care of all of their needs. So when we lay down on the couch, they're over there, all over me. They're not all over her. When we go outside, they're with me. When we're, you know, walking through the house from room to room, they're following me. She doesn't like that. She says when she retires, she's going to get her a dog. But I think it's the other way around. I think a dog's going to get her, and my dogs have me. Because they're the ones who decide on how that works. Anyway, being retired, I spend all my time, you know, with them around me, and they just naturally migrate that way. And that's kind of hard on your partner. When you say yours and your wife, are your wives bonded with your wife, and are yours bonded with you?
Today, I mean, I think hers definitely follow her around the house, and mine definitely follow me around the house. So I think there can be, you know, my dog and your dog, but, you know, hers were with her before we met. Although Archer we adopted together, but Archer, so we own the two houses that are next door to each other, and I stay at my house on the nights that I'm going to come in to work at 4 in the morning, and then three of my dogs just basically live there. And they overnight there, and then, you know, the other three dogs overnight in her house, and then, you know, I spend time over there, and then we open the gate between the two yards, and they can all six play together most of the time, but there's definitely some boundary there between the three that stay at my house and the three that stay at her house. I think that's basically the way it falls.
Strange. When we had just one, and we were both working, that was Maggie, and she was like in between. We had three at one time, then we had one, and now we've got two. When we had the one for 15 years, she didn't show, you know, preference over my wife or me. She was with whoever she was with. It was equal because we both had to go away for work when we both came home for work. And then I stayed home for work for 15 years. Well, not 15, but yeah, about 15, but I was on and off. Sometimes I'd go in. But she kind of migrated toward me at that point in time with her bonding. But now these two, because I've been home their whole lives, and they're only like 8 months old, they're bonded with me completely, and she feels bad. She says she's been looking, saying when she gets retired, she's going to get her a puppy that's going to bond with her.
A dog in general, they're going to bond most with whoever's around the most. I mean, you know, in the long term, whoever spends the most time with them is going to be their, you know, sort of pack, right? So, you know, whoever's around more is going to get a higher level in that pack, and then, you know, especially if you're giving them food and giving them affection and stuff, they're definitely going to bond to you if you're just around more. And if you're around a lot more, that phenomenon is a lot more pronounced. So, you know, it won't be enough for her to just get her own dog. She'll also have to be around just as much, if not more, than you if she wants the puppy to bond to her. So it should be interesting.
She's waiting until she retires. But she said that's only like 2 years away, probably a year and a half now. And she has been showing me pictures of some of them that she's been looking at that she wants. My daughter's got huskies, and this one looks a little husky. Looks like a little miniature husky. We don't have enough space for big dogs. We just got little dogs. Anyway, I'm at Staples. I got to run some of her stuff in to be returned. And if you're still around, I'll catch you when I come out. W2JKT, W4DJW.
Well, I just left the office, headed home, so I'll be here. W2JKT, talk to you in a bit.